Good morning. This meeting of the Administrative Regulatory Review will come to order at 8:03 today in room 124. Today is Tuesday, February 25th. Members present today are my Vice Chair, Senator Giesel, Representative Hawker, Senator Stevens, and myself, Chair Reinbold. I'd also like to recognize my aide to my left, to your right, is Crystal Kieneman. And also over here is Chris Jones with House Records. And also the teleconference staff is Kathleen Nyson. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Please let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Please turn your cell phones off. In this committee, it's not donuts, it's fresh fruit. So that's what we'd like if we hear a phone go off. So once again, welcome back, everybody. And I'm just going to remind everybody for the record of what the Administrative Regulatory Review Committee is all about. Basically, it's a regulatory review committee. It has the power to hold public hearings, examine all administrative regulations, including proposed regulations, amendments, orders of repeal, to determine if they are properly implemented with the legislative intent, and provide comments on them to the governor and state agencies, to promote needed revision or repeal of regulations that have been adopted by state departments and agencies, and when a committee determines a regulation should be repealed or amended, to introduce a bill that would enact a statute that would supersede or nullify the regulation. Today we only have one thing on the agenda, and so it should be a fairly quick meeting. This is dealing with proposed regulation 12AAC02.110 for the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors. Today it's my intention to listen to the department and the board regarding these proposed regulations and for the committee to voice any concerns regarding the inconsistencies between the proposed regulation and the statute. With this, to prevent an overview from the proposed regulation is Sarah Chambers, so from the Administrative Operations Manager from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. With that, Sarah, welcome and introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Sarah Chambers. I'm the Administrative Operations Manager for the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. I appreciate the opportunity to answer any questions that you might have about the board's proposal. Just as a little bit of a of background on this proposed regulation, the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors has initiated the public process of proposing regulations to accomplish what we understand to be a sort of an administrative change, a way to continue to do business the way that the board has been doing, but to do it in a different way due to some technological advances made by the examination company for some of the professions that are managed by the board or governed by the board. So the proposal, the background is that the exam for the engineering and land surveying professions has moved from a sort of a process where the staff of the board within our office receive applications and then approve applications to take the exam. So someone who might be seeking to be licensed by this board in the future as a fully functioning licensee would need to go through the exam process first. They apply to the board through our office, and then there is an approval granted to be able to sit for the exam, and then our office registers them for the exam and forwards that approval or that information to the exam company. Because many of our testing companies within our division are moving to utilize technology to streamline and make more efficient the process of people to sit for the exam, examinees now can apply directly to the exam company and be able to take the exam electronically. So there's now a way to bypass the board and that application process. Now, we are certainly in favor of and enjoy when exam companies make this decision, because it really does streamline the process for future licensees and reduces the necessary workload on staff, so we're able to continue to provide more service to the existing licensees and other applicants. However, in this case, bypassing the board registration will keep the board from having a knowledge base of who is practicing in a pre-licensure state within Alaska. So currently we know who's applied, we know who's been approved to apply, we have a body of knowledge of who is out in the state practicing in this sort of trainee capacity. We don't call it a trainee right now, and there is no licensure certification for a trainee, but they are able to work in the state in that limited capacity, and we know who they are. By bypassing the board registration process, which again is an efficiency that we support, it eliminates any knowledge of who those trainees are from a board standpoint, so the board is not aware of who is practicing that capacity in the state. So this regulation is proposing to simply give the board a very low impact method of maintaining that awareness of who is practicing, making sure that people who are practicing in that sort of apprentice or training capacity are that they are able to be monitored, and for the purposes of anyone who might want to know who they are. There is not a high threshold proposed for application. They basically have to take the exam and pass the exam, pay a nominal fee as they do now for application for that recognition, and then we can know who they are, know how they're credentialed, and be able to provide them that service as they move toward licensure, full licensure.
Okay, and with that, I'm just going to go ahead and point out, I'm sure you've seen the memo from our legal services from Shannon Carroll that basically said that their concern is that the proposed regulations are beyond the authority granted under existing statutes, which do not appear to authorize or implicitly the board to regulate in training engineers or surveyors. So, you know, that's the purpose of the meeting today. So.
Sure. And I Madam Chair, if you're seeking a response to that, certainly that is understandable. I believe that what the board is intending to do is to continue to accomplish the same business practice that they currently have, but under the, because one of the tools has been relieved, they are relieved of one of the tools through the new exam application process. Mm-hmm. The mechanism that we are accustomed to is a certification process. It wouldn't place any additional burden on this in-training applicant. We have chosen to propose, or the board has chosen to propose, a way to accomplish that same goal with a term that we would normally see in statute clearly delineated as a certification process. So we're not proposing any change in the ultimate impact. We're just looking for an opportunity to maintain that business practice, and I think maybe some of the terminology is a stumbling block right now.
Okay, Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So where, I get that this has been done in the past, but tradition doesn't work. So what authority have you been operating under previously?
The authority is through the board's authority to require applicants to be approved before they sit for the exam.
Oh, and I'm sure which statute? Can you cite the statute?
Sure. That may take me just a second.
Okay. I'm looking here, and I'm not seeing training or apprentice or I'm forgetting the term for that period of time when they're not a fully
pre-licensed, she called it.
Yes. There's a term, though, that's used in the profession. But I'm not seeing that. I'm looking here in definitions, and I don't see that term even identified.
Senator Giesel, through the chair, I'm looking in the proposed regulations for the purpose of getting back to you quickly, but I can certainly get back more information later today. And the first section under the introductory language of 12 AAC 3602D, this is the second proposal, some of the language taken out shows that an applicant must meet the requirements of this section to be eligible for the exam. So they must be able to meet those requirements, and the board is the authority that determines who meets those requirements. Under the, if you turn on to page 2 of the proposed regulations, under 12 AAC 3603A1, the proposed language to be removed indicates that the applicants have been approved or have passed the fundamentals of the exam. So the board would be the approving authority to apply for that exam.
Follow up, Madam Chair?
Please.
So the boards don't operate under Alaska Administrative Code in terms of their authority. They practice under Alaska statute, which is passed by the legislature. So that's what I'm looking for, the statutory authority that allowed Alaska Administrative Code to be written by the board. Is it possible that the executive director of the board would have that information?
I have access to that information, and I have it. There is statutory authority cited in the regulations proposal, but I don't have a copy of statute.
I do. Can you recite what it is? I don't see it in there.
Sure. The second section that I mentioned, 12 AAC 3603, shows the authority under 08-48, which is the AELS chapter.
I have it right here.
And then subsection, or section 101. Section 171 and Section 181.
And the AS 0848 seems to suggest that in-training engineers or service are not contemplated or covered under AS 0848, according to the memo from Ledge.
Okay. This is a proposal to try to accomplish what the board's been able to. The information that the board has had through the approval process, through another administrative tool to be able to know who these people are who are practicing in the state.
Okay, so another administrative tool. Can you explain that?
The tool that they have now is the application for examination, so we know who they are because they've applied for the exam and we know whether they pass the exam. The tool would be for them to, once they pass the exam, to let us know, or let the board and the division know that they have passed the exam and that they plan to practice in the state. So the net effect is the same, but the tool to arrive at that net effect is different.
Okay, Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate this. You know, if this was a matter of interpretation between two lawyers, not that two lawyers would ever disagree on anything, you know, I'd go, okay, fine. But there's a comment that I think is operative in the letter that's before us from our counsel. And again, I recognize it's from our counsel and it would need to be validated. But our counsel raised the, I'm quoting from the last page, I raised these concerns with the Assistant Attorney General working with the board on these regulations. And the attorney agreed that AS08.48 does not appear to authorize the board to regulate in-training surveyors and engineers. That would seem to me to lay a really clean and easy fix on you. And we are, in fact, in legislative session. We are, in fact, you know, barely 30 days into this process. Be my personal counsel to you, subject to the will of the chair here, that you all go back to legal, your legal, draft a simple piece of legislation expanding the authority as appropriate here, bring it through the legislative process on a, and I hesitate to use the word a fast-track basis, but if the land surveyors and engineers want this, it's not contentious, it's necessary as a ministerial change in law. I mean, it's just the right way to do it.
Representative Hawker, through the chair, I appreciate that suggestion and would welcome the committee's assistance. We were advised, or as we were moving forward in conjunction with the board, advised by our attorney to go ahead with public comment to see what comments we received. This body is certainly giving us some good feedback, and appreciate that pathway. So if that is the best way to move forward, then that's something that we will be considering and discussing. So thank you.
Any other questions?
Question.
Senator Stevens.
From the applicant's point of view, the way you are changing it, it seems like it's just backwards, you know, that you take the exam first, and then you get approval to take the exam. Does it always have to go that way? Do you always have to take the exam before you get approval to take the exam? Is that in the new way of doing things, would that be the requirement? Or can someone get approval and then take the exam later?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, right now they have to have board approval before they take the exam. The proposal is to remove the board approval from that process, so they would be able to work directly with the examination company to take the exam, and then they would provide that proof of having taken the exam to receive this in training recognition.
So no one would receive approval until after they had taken the exam?
Right, and that wouldn't be approval for to take the exam. It would be that recognition that they have taken it and they now are recognized as a person who is practicing in a training space.
Thank you. Okay, is there any other questions of the committee? Okay, with that, Eric Erickson. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You know the routine. State your name.
I'm Eric Erickson with the AELS board chair. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just here is with the staff to be available for any questions that you may have of us.
Okay. Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Madam Chair. You heard my commentary. Mm-hmm. Does the board have any problems with the proposed regulations in concept? And if they were to bring statutory authority to do such a thing before the legislature, do you think you'd have any trouble with it?
Representative Hawker, through the chair, I don't think we would have concerns with your suggestion. I think our intent is to take advantage of, as Ms. Chambers has stated, some of the technologies that are available to us now and streamlining this process and making a more efficient process for licensure for our registrants and stuff. So however that is best facilitated is our interest.
Madam Chair.
Please.
And I would acknowledge that it's a hard spot to be put in, because whenever legislation is introduced, the devil's always in the details. Mm-hmm. But I'll take your response as a conceptual yes if the legislation didn't do something otherwise that was untenable.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Eric. With that, I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony. I'm not sure that there is any, but I want to welcome first anybody in the room that's interested in testifying. And is there anybody? There's nobody online. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony and bring it back to the committee. And is there any other further discussion? Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I guess my concluding remark to this would be that the Assistant Attorney General who provides services for the board should probably be listened to a bit. Mm-hmm. Because I think they were trying to guide the board properly so that they stay under their statutory authority. Mm-hmm. They can't create that authority. It only comes through the legislature, and they are constrained by their statutes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. So with that, thank you, everyone, for participating. In closing, AS 2408-036 directs an agency to include in fiscal notes a specific time which the agency shall adopt, amend, or repeal a regulation. And if the agency is unable to meet the deadline set, they shall set a new deadline and report to this committee the new deadline and reasons for not being able to meet the deadline needs to be noted. From my last count, there are 7 bills that passed last session that have not met this requirement. I will be reaching out to those agencies to ensure that the statute is adhered to. Just an example, the Department of Administration has 1, Resources has 3, Education has 1, and Commerce has 2. And just one example that this has not been done is House Bill 84. So with that, there's going to be just a few upcoming meetings. We're probably only going to have 2 more regulatory review meetings this session, and I will keep the committee very
closely posted on those meetings. With that, if there's no further business to conduct before the committee, we will adjourn.
Madam Chair, before you adjourn?
Yes.
I would suggest, if it was your desire, mm-hmm. that you send a formal letter on behalf of this committee to the agency requesting that they formulate statute, make it very clear that they do have authority to impose this regulation.
Absolutely. We will do that.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. So with that, we will adjourn at 8:25.